You're listening to SBS News. At St Peter's Catholic Church in the small seaside town of Leigh-on-Sea, a group of residents gathered for a vigil to remember their local MP. The long-serving member of the ruling Conservative Party, Sir David Amos, was stabbed to death while meeting with his constituents earlier in the day. Priest Jeff Woolnough says his parishioners are shocked.
He's been a good friend to us. He's been kind. He's been very generous. And he's shown us a lot of love, which you don't always think about when we think about politicians. So to say he will be sadly missed is an understatement. We won't get our head round this for days and days.
At a press briefing, Essex Police Chief Constable Ben Julian Harrington gave details of the murder.
At just after midday today, Essex Police were called to reports of a stabbing in Eastwood Road North, Leigh-on-Sea. The response of the emergency services to this incident was immediate, and our officers arrived on scene within minutes. When they arrived, they found Sir David Amos MP, who had suffered multiple injuries. This was a difficult incident, but our officers and paramedics from the East of England Ambulance Service worked extremely hard to save Sir David. Tragically, he died at the scene.
A 25-year-old man was arrested immediately after the killing. A knife was also retrieved from the scene, and police have now declared the attack a terrorist incident. Police Chief Ben Julian Harrington says an investigation is being led by officers from the Specialist Counter-Terrorism Command.
Today is a tragic day for the family and colleagues of Sir David, the community of Southend, and indeed for the whole of Greater Essex. Sir David has dedicated his life to serving the communities of Essex and Southend, and today he was simply dispensing his duties when his life was horrifically cut short.
Sir David Amos was one of Britain's longest-serving politicians. He was first elected to Parliament in 1983 and was knighted in 2015 for his public service. He was a social conservative on the right of his party, known to be anti-abortion and concerned about animal welfare issues. He was also a well-liked politician with a reputation for working hard for his constituents. The secretary of a local residents' association, Bob Hazel, says Sir David Amos was a fantastic MP.
I used to travel home on the train from London, 10 o'clock at night sometimes, and you'd see David coming home from work in the office at the house, and he'd be chatting to people on the train. He wouldn't be stuck behind a book or a newspaper. He would be talking to people, and he was that sort of person. He was really approachable, and he's going to be very, very much missed.
Flags on all British government buildings are being flown at half-mast across the UK. Former Prime Minister Theresa May among those paying tribute on Twitter.
Heartbreaking to hear of the death of Sir David Amos, a decent man and respected parliamentarian killed in his own community while carrying out his public duties. A tragic day for our democracy. My thoughts and prayers are with David's family.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson says he and his cabinet are deeply shocked and heartstricken by the killing.
The reason I think people are so shocked and saddened is, above all, he was one of the kindest, nicest, most gentle people in politics. And he also had an outstanding record of passing laws to help the most vulnerable.
While Sir David's death has shocked many in Britain, it's not an isolated incident. It's the second murder of a British politician in the past 5 years. Labour MP Joe Cox was shot dead in 2016 in a small town in her West Yorkshire constituency. Her sister, Kim Leadbeater, also serves as a Member of Parliament in Joe Cox's former electorate of Batley and Spen.
The shock and the feelings for us as a family, obviously, as to what we went through and that another family is having to go through that again, it's horrific. It's so hard because we've got a job to do, and I find myself now, you know, working as a politician and trying to help people and trying to do good things for people, and it's really important that we get good people in public life. But this is the risk that we're all taking.
Following Joe Cox's murder, some changes were made to security for politicians, including increased spending. But the killing of David Amos has prompted some to revive calls for better security for British politicians. When they're in Parliament, MPs are protected by a specialist armed police department, but they don't receive that kind of treatment when in their constituencies. In a statement, the UK's Interior Minister, Priti Patel, has suggested that may be reviewed. And back in Sir David's electorate, local teacher Linda Boschero says she can't make sense of the killing.
I have no idea. This is what's puzzling about it. You know, why would someone have that much anger for somebody they don't know? It doesn't make sense. So he's just going about doing his job and, you know, you never know what's going to happen, do you? When you go out to work that morning, you shut the door and say goodbye to your family.
Greg Dyett, SBS News.